We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ed Terzansky has been with us on the program a number of times. You know, he's a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, a former intelligence officer and Bush administration advisor. And Ed, I'm glad to have you here this morning. I have expressed dismay that Donald Trump even put himself in a situation where he knew these questions would be asked of him, and he probably wouldn't be able to be strong enough to offer an answer that would appease those who are out to get him in the first place. And it kind of unfolded in the worst case scenario, in my opinion, yesterday. Would you agree with me or would you argue with me about that?
No, I think you're spot on, John. It was deeply disheartening. And just once, the president's got to realize it's not about him. These are issues of national interest that transcend administration. And he beclowned himself yesterday. The only thing worse than his performance was the reaction of a number of his critics. So you get the John Brennans of the world who start talking treason and other nonsense. Look, this was bad yesterday. Let's not sugarcoat it.
And to be clear, why was it bad?
Well, it was bad because candidate Trump would have pointed at Barack Obama appropriately and said, there you go, taking sides against the United States again, trying to curry favor with an adversary, if not an enemy of our country, by in effect saying, well, you know, we've done bad things too. And this notion that he's going to come along because of his superior deal-making skills. All of history and these enduring national interests, which each side has and which are at variance with one another, all of that's going to disappear because he's come in. And in the span of hours, he's changed the course of events. I mean, he said U.S. relations with Russia had never been worse. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm old enough to remember being shunted into an air raid shelter when I was a kid because of the fears of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. And in our community, people were genuinely concerned and getting ready for it. So, I mean, and even more importantly, Putin, I think, feeds off of miscalculation. He did it with Bush. He did it with Obama. You'll recall Bush looked into his eyes and saw the soul of a reformer. Obama said to Medvedev, tell Vladimir after my next election I'll have more flexibility.
Right.
Well, he used all of that to play a weak hand internationally to gain concessions and to put himself in a position to be successful at our cost. I think this is a thing that's going to require a lot of cleanup, and I don't understand why they had the session. I don't understand the presser, because there you knew the media would get up. And again, it's not just that they beclown themselves, they wind up asking damaging questions.
That are predictable.
It damages their own credibility. It damages our national security. Things like, so, Mr. Putin, do you have really damaging information on Trump, and why won't you disclose it? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? How does this happen, and how do you, as president, put yourself in a situation where you know the press is going to ask questions like this?
We're talking to Ed Terzansky, senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. So take the consternation about all of the press conference yesterday off the table. Did Donald Trump get anything out of the meeting, with Vladimir Putin? Is there any silver lining here?
I think the only thing that they had intended to do going in is to begin the process of discussion in a more fulsome way, to try to build some confidence moving forward, because there are issues on which the U.S. and Russia have similar interests and dispositions. So the interests are similar but never identical. So you'd like to get that low-hanging fruit, put it to productive use. But I think given what happened yesterday, that's going to be much more difficult to accomplish. I think going in, there were modest expectations as to what it would do. And it would really set the stage for further discussion. Now you've got to do some cleanup, because for propaganda purposes, Putin... Sergei Lavrov yesterday said it was a spectacular meeting. And the press conference afterwards, Putin looked very strong, self-assured. Trump's the one who kept on talking about his own difficulties and the witch hunt and all of that. So, look, it was a misfire, much as Kennedy and Khrushchev in Vienna were, and coming out of that, remember, Khrushchev decided Kennedy was weak, and he tested him with the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was very bad for both sides.
Well, along those lines, would you expect that Vladimir Putin would continue attempts to influence or infiltrate future elections after this performance yesterday?
Oh, sure. And he'll do it in a way that leave fingerprints, because it's not that he will change the course of the election. He will ruin Americans' expectations of fairness and raise stress over vulnerability. So he plays mind games. That's what it is for him. And look, if go back to your question about a silver lining, the good news is that Mattis, Pompeo, Bolton, Dan Coats, these are serious-minded professionals who are clear-eyed about Putin, do not play the moral equivalency where they think both sides are at fault.
Right.
And in policy, Trump has been much firmer against Russia, much more clear-eyed and focused than he was yesterday in person. So let's get past yesterday. Look at the actions of the administration, which are decidedly different than what the president had to say yesterday.
Right.
But he needs to fix this narrative moving forward, because if he continues, if he doubles and triples down, which he's already started this morning, over time, this will prove damaging to him politically.
Seems like a really an unforced error yesterday, in my assessment. Ed Terzansky, senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Always appreciate you joining us on the show. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.